It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people, on the show today? Crazy 4th of July weekend here in Southern California. Tell you all about that from Newport Beach, pretty much all the beaches, and then also the World Cup celebrations that are going on. The England crowd singing a song from Oasis, which was awesome. There's a Canadian woman who lost her phone doing the wave. Love it. And an England player also broke his arm in the celebration after the Mexico game last night. People are dumb. What's up with Florida? The 420 catch of the day is on the way. And we've got some tickets for you for a fan zone for the semifinals of the World Cup coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Smoke weed.
One of the players for England broke his arm during the celebration last night after the game with Mexico. Details coming up on K-Rock.
Jordan Henderson's World Cup is over. He remains in hospital in Mexico, and we understand that he may need to undergo surgery after a serious break to his arm.
One of the strangest injuries I have ever seen after the Mexico-England game last night. Details coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Couldn't love the World Cup more. I was at a sports bar with my wife last night watching England-Mexico. And what a great game. Pretty much everything that could happen in a game happened. It's a great game if you're not a Mexican fan. Let me put it that way. But I do love one of the habits that the England team has. Like every team sort of has a song that the fans sing along at the end of the game. Ours, for some reason, is Country Roads Take Me Home by John Denver. Don't get it. Not sure I get it. But England, because the Oasis brothers are such big fans, England fans sing Wonderwall. And then after that game, Jordan Henderson jumped a fence to go celebrate. Jordan Henderson, one of the England players, with some fans, and then jumping the fence back to get on the field. I got to say, it's not really a fence. It's like a 2.5 foot, 3 foot little wall that you could almost step over. He slipped and fell and broke his wrist.
Jordan Henderson's World Cup is over. He remains in hospital in Mexico, and we understand that he may need to undergo surgery after a serious break to his arm.
Again, this was not during the game. This was after, during the celebration.
This happened in a freak accident.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before.
Henderson was celebrating with his England teammates in the Azteca Stadium after that 3-2 win over Mexico when he slipped. He was trying to climb over the advertising hoardings at the time.
It's that wall where they can change advertising on it. Maybe 3 feet tall. Maybe.
And fell on his wrist. So it's a serious break to his arm, which may need surgery.
The dude is out of the World Cup and may need surgery to fix it because it's such a complex break. When you're a kid and you're dreaming about the World Cup, I'm guessing that's not how it ends. All right, the U.S. play at 5 o'clock this afternoon on Fox. It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I have to listen to this song all the way to the end, no matter where I come across it. Black Hole Sun, it is Soundgarden on K-Rock. We do a feature on our podcast, Three-Fourths Human, called This Day in K-Rock History. And this Three-Fourths Human podcast is myself, it's Sluggo, it's Cat Corbett, and it's a speaking chat GPT who is our foe. My God, he makes us angry. We take a look at past K-Rock events, and on this week's episode, we got an email that we wanted to follow up on.
Can you shed some light on the 1998 Weenie Roast where Green Day's bassist Mike Dirnt and Third Eye Blind bassist got into some sort of fight? It was during Green Day's set, while they were playing on stage, the bassist for Third Eye Blind, Arian Salazar, ran onto stage and bear hugged him.
Okay. All right.
While they were playing. He was reportedly very intoxicated.
But a bass fight is so fun, right?
The security ran out and grabbed the guy and sort of took him down. And Mike got a few kicks in.
Oh,
like,
shit.
He was pissed. Maybe he knew who he was. It didn't
probably
look
not.
Like it.
It might have happened so fast that he didn't realize, you know, who was
right.
doing
or
it.
Or there like might that... have been a beef already a little bit.
So security takes Salazar off the stage and Dirt is still playing. After Green Day finished their set, Mike goes backstage and he's looking for Salazar now. He's pissed. He's still pissed.
Really?
Yes. He was shoving somebody in their group and he said, "You want a piece of me?"
Really?
Yes.
And that's the night that Mike Dirnt, the bassist from Green Day, went to the hospital with a cracked skull and spent the night. If you want to hear more of that story, it's 3/4 Human podcast.
Uno, two, tres, dos.
3/4 Human with Kevin Cat
and Sugo
and AI.
You can get that podcast wherever you get your podcasts, your normal ones, or you can get it commercial-free and video by going to patreon.com/3/4Human. I had a great 4th of July. I hope you did as well. Well, almost great. It was spoiled by one person, and I'll tell you who. Coming up on the World Famous K-Rock. About an hour and a half from the game, the U.S. men's national team in the World Cup. It's K-Rock. On Saturday afternoon, we went to some friends' house for the 4th of July, and I made sure that they had the France-Paraguay game on in the World Cup. And they said, yes, it's going to be on. You're going to be fine. So we got to their house, and the game was on, and I sat down on the couch to watch the rest of France-Paraguay because I had missed part of it driving. And it was just me at one point and my friend who owns the house and his mom, just the three of us, watching the World Cup. And at some point, his mom decided to speak up. Now, hear me when I say I'm happy to explain soccer to anybody that doesn't understand it. If they're interested, fantastic. Let's talk. I want people to like soccer. I'm in. I'll help you like soccer. But his mom wasn't asking about the normal things that you would ask. The first thing that she said was, how do they pick the colors of their jerseys, their kit, if you will, if you're a soccer fan? How do they pick the colors? I have no idea. Also, no bearing on this game whatsoever. And then she said, you know, this is just like basketball. And me and my friend were trying to ignore that. And she butted again. You know, this game is just like basketball. And we said, okay, how? And she said, well, they both shoot at nets. It's just one game they use their feet and one game they use their hands. Other than that, they're identical. We just let that drop and we kept watching the game. It's just like basketball. She said two more times. Oh, my God. I wanted to punch this person. But it's his mom. I can't even speak up. So I just let it go. I try to concentrate on the game. At one point, France got a PK, a penalty kick, where they scored, where it's one-on-one with the goalie. And she says, why don't they do that more? Talking about putting the ball in the net. Why don't they do that more? They should put the ball in the net more often. And then everybody should get a turn. They should give everybody on the field a turn to kick the ball in the net. And I was out of my mind. Then she came with the coup de grace. She said, hey, why can't they just use their hands? They should just be able to use their hands. And I came so close to losing it, but I thought I can't. It's his mom. After the game, I found out she wasn't his mom. I was keeping my mouth shut the whole time because I thought it was his mom. It wasn't his mom. It was just a random person that was sitting there being dumb, repeatedly insisting on being dumb, and then dumb, and then dumb again. And then also dumb. We're not supposed to tell you this. I'm not sure why, but I'm going to tell you that we are giving away tickets for the Paradox at the Warped Tour. We'll tell you when to text and how to win coming up on the World Famous K-Rock. It is K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here with 3 Things at 4 next.
So we got big news from Oasis over the weekend, so I will be telling you about that. It's coming up next on nice. K-Rock.
I mean, I think I would be fine if cranberries never existed.
You don't want a little yodel in your ear?
I feel like my life would have been just as rich as it is had the cranberries never existed. All right. 420 catch of the day is on the way. Megan Holliday is here with 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, well, Newport Beach really took things to the next level for 4th of July celebrations with over 400 people getting arrested. Here is the story.
Chaos in Newport Beach this 4th of July, all starting Saturday around 7 p.m., with reports coming in about large crowds lighting fireworks and fighting. By about an hour later at 8:25 p.m., riot police moved in. An unlawful assembly declared in the area of 26th Street and on the beach. By 10:50 p.m., all beaches in the city were closed, and officers were actively clearing traffic from the peninsula.
Officers were on horseback.
I know.
I was like, this is some Dune-esque.
Yeah, it was really crazy, the stuff that I saw. I was like, Newport Beach is out here acting like Los Angeles. What is happening? Number two, Kelsey Fendler became the first American woman and fastest person ever to row from California to Hawaii, and she reached the shore on July 3rd to a large crowd cheering for her. So here is that story.
This morning, Kelsey Fendler is celebrating after making history. Kelsey! The Grand Canyon River rafting guide becoming the first American woman to row solo across the mid-Pacific.
It was very surreal. I think it was hard to soak in that I had actually made it.
Hundreds gathering along Honolulu Harbor as the 32-year-old pulled in, completing the historic trip from California to Hawaii.
It was very intense, and just there were so many people there, and it was very wonderful.
She began her 2,400-mile journey on May 21st.
Day one of becoming the first American woman to row solo from California to Hawaii.
Arriving in just 43 days, 17 hours, and 55 minutes.
You can see land over there. That's Oahu right there.
Appearing to break the speed record for both men and women.
Pretty crazy.
Wow.
I was following her entire journey. I started following her on Instagram, and it was just so inspiring. That's her whole thing. She just wants to inspire young women.
I get exhausted with the 5 or 6 hour flight, whatever that is. I'm like, come on, this is taking forever.
Oh my God, and out at sea by herself?
Yeah,
absolutely,
no kidding.
Nuts. And number three, over the weekend, the first teaser trailer dropped for the new Oasis documentary, Don't Look Back in Anger, featuring the first joint sit-down interview with Liam and Noel Gallagher in nearly 20 years, along with behind-the-scenes footage from their massive Live 25 reunion tour. The film is expected to hit theaters and IMAX this September before streaming internationally on Disney Plus and Hulu, and it seemed very up in the air as to if they would continue touring, so it was also surprising to see the band teased a major 2027 European run, with reports pointing to a massive 12-night residency in Manchester as the centerpiece before additional European dates, and I feel like
I love it.
They are going to be doing this for a while, and we're going to get to see them again in North America. So that's
so.
The goal. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is by Role Model. It's called High Hopes 3000 from the new third studio album, Chuck Timely and the Hourglass, out August 7th. It's about a LA character study about emotional exhaustion, single life loneliness, and the stubborn refusal to stop hoping, even when hope keeps letting you down. Role Model is one guy. His name is Tucker Pillsbury. And this song is called Role Model. I'm sorry, this song's called High Hopes 3000, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I feel like I should be wearing cowboy boots and line dancing to that song. It's Role Model. High Hopes 3000 is the name of that, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We are going to send you to see the Paradox.
So you're going to get to see them at Warped Tour in Long Beach and be on the standby boarding list to see them again at Warped Tour in Orlando. Your shot to win coming up on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. I told you an hour ago about the woman who ruined the France-Paraguay game.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that.
She couldn't on accident come up with a meaningful question. You know what I mean? Like, she couldn't stumble into it. I'm perfectly happy to talk soccer with people because I love it. But she needed to get her point across that this is just like basketball, only you use your feet.
Oh, my God.
She probably said it four times. We tried just to let it go, and
You had like a Larry David situation on your hands.
It was, yes.
You know what I mean?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like looking for cameras. Are they torturing me on purpose? How do they? Then she said, how do they pick the colors of their uniforms?
Oh, God.
Like, wait, what? This is the World Cup.
It's based on their flags, right?
Yes.
And then what was the dumbest question she asked you about why they can't use
Why can't they just use their hands?
Yes. Yeah.
They and then she followed that up with, they should just use their hands.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God.
I would have paid anything to be a fly on the wall watching this entire thing transpire.
You would have seen me melt into a puddle on the ground.
So much.
All right. So that is our topic today. It is how people ruin events for you.
A sporting event?
Sporting event.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you watch at home, like Beer Mug's mom, for example, would turn off the game if the Dodgers got behind.
Yeah.
And that would ruin it for months. 100%.
Yeah. Well, one time I was in rehab and it was when the Warriors were in the finals with the Cavaliers 2015. And the house manager turned it off. It was game four, but she made me turn it off because it was time for, you know, people to go into their rooms and go to sleep. And I was so mad. Luckily, there was one more game and I was able to negotiate. But she ruined it, you know?
All right. So someone ruined a sport for you when you were watching it on TV or at home. They felt like there needs to be running commentary and it needs to be them.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Maybe they spilled a beer on you, something like that.
Sure.
Could be anything.
800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and your texts.
And for the best caller text, we got your tickets to go to the LA World Cup Fan Zone in San Pedro. This is going to be for the semifinal game on July 14th.
All right. So the best call gets that. It's 800-520-1067. How did somebody ruin a sporting event for you? Especially because it's World Cup time. We are taking phone calls and texts about somebody ruined a sporting event for you.
The 323 said, my brother-in-law got super drunk after sneaking a bunch of vodka into a Dodgers game. He then started peeing on the seats.
Oh, come on.
I was in sandals and inside the splash zone. We were both thrown out by security.
I'd be so mad.
So foul.
We are talking about somebody ruined a sporting event for you. Now, this doesn't mean they told you the score before you watched it, like that kind of ruin. Just they made the experience almost impossible.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we have tickets for you to go to the LA World Cup Fan Zone at West Harbor in San Pedro. This is going to be for the semifinal game that's coming up on the 14th.
All right. Somebody spoiled a sporting event for you?
So every time I'm watching the soccer game, my mom, whenever like my team is, well, whenever someone scores, she's always like, oh, who scored? Who's winning? And it's, most of the time, it's sometimes like my team that's losing, but she gets so excited because she hears goal.
So she starts inadvertently rooting for the opposite team.
Yeah, she's already like, oh my God, there's a goal, but it's like the opposite team, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that drives you crazy. Hey, somebody scored. Yes. Somebody scoring could be a heartbreak for you. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hello, somebody spoiled a sporting event for you.
Yeah, my dad does it every day.
Really? What? What sport?
Does it every day because all he does is commentate all the time. And he's never played any of these sports before. And he thinks he knows. He goes, I could have done that.
So any game that he's watching.
Any sport that he's watching, he has to do commentary for.
Yeah. And, like, for instance, my boyfriend is, like, super into soccer, so obviously now my dad's into the World Cup. And on Saturday, my boyfriend was like, hey, I think we need to go, because I can't handle your dad's commentating anymore.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Does he go, like, get through the roof upset if they mess up and it's, like, his team?
Oh, not necessarily. I think he just thinks he knows it all.
Right.
When he talks about it, it's just like, Dad, I don't think you know what the hell you're talking about.
Armchair expert.
Yep.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so I took a trip out to Barstow for a Super Bowl party that was last year.
I'm sorry. Hold on right there. Hold. There's no Super Bowl party in Barstow.
You're telling me. I had to go. My cousin invited me. You know, we were hanging out in his backyard. he never told me that he had a bee nest, like, right by his shed. I'm allergic to bees.
So hanging out with bees is not great for you.
So I was hanging out right there against the shed. All these bees started swarming on me, stinging me left and right.
Oh, my God.
My face blew up. My arms blew up. My hands blew up. I was rushed to the ER in Barstow.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Wow.
And I never did get to see the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Listen, mistake number one, Barstow.
Right.
That's where you turn around. And, nope. You come here.
So you had a beehive ruin your sporting event. That's pretty epic.
So, yeah, that's what ruined my... Because I'm not a Seahawks fan, but I'm a football fan, so I like football.
Sure.
Those damn bees.
All right. 800-520-1067. Someone spoiled a sporting event for you. Somebody ruined a sporting event for you.
562 said, I have no problem teaching someone about football, but I had a guy ask me what the difference between a kicker and a punter was in the middle of the effing Super Bowl. Yeah. And no, he did not wait for a break in the action. He was yapping the whole game and really ruined it for me. Those kinds of questions should be asked during a preseason game.
Agreed. We are taking your phone calls and texts on somebody ruined a sporting event for you.
323 says, I was at a Laker game and had a guy tell me to sit down anytime I would get up and yell when they would score. Watch from your couch if you don't want to get out of your seat. 100% agree with it.
We want to send you to see The Paradox at the Warped Tour in Long Beach.
And also put you on the standby boarding list to see them again at Warped Tour Orlando. And your shot to win is coming up on K-Rock.
I told the story about an hour ago about the woman at the World Cup watch party who's just kept saying, why don't they just use their hands?
I love her for annoying me so much.
I just want to destroy. So the topic is somebody ruined a sporting event for you.
Last night we were in Little Tokyo. There was like actually a group of us K-Rock listeners, and we've been getting together to watch all the Mexico matches. And someone in our party decided to be a party pooper and was rooting for England the entire time.
Uh-oh.
And like, got a little bit too drunk and stood up and said some words I'm not allowed to say off air. And let's just say fists were thrown, glasses were broke, phone was thrown across the restaurant, and
your phone was
out. Yeah, it was my phone. Like, I was in between the two dudes, so like we were trying to hold them back.
Did you throw the phone?
I did not.
Okay.
Were you breaking the glasses, Becca? You seem the type.
No, because I feel like I'm a representation of the morning show sometimes. So I was trying to be on my like best behavior, I promise.
So you got escorted out?
We got escorted out. And the worst thing is like we didn't even get to see, like, everybody was just so upset and depressed that no one saw the ending of the game.
Oh, my God.
A dumbass in every crowd. There is a dumbass in every crowd.
That's what happens when you get, like, rowdy K-Rock listeners together.
I was going to say, that's just what happens when you hang out with anybody K-Rock affiliated.
Yeah, but I'm going to say most pretty cool.
Yeah.
But there's always that guy.
Yep, it's true.
And it's always a guy, too.
Yeah, it's always someone.
That is true. All right, who went to Barstow?
Yeah, so that's David.
David went to Barstow for a Super Bowl party. It's tough to beat that. We got stung by bees, which he's allergic to.
Only you, David. Only you.
You know that,
okay, Rock.
You know that you were closer to Phoenix than you were Los Angeles at that point, I think. That is not where you want to go to have the party, but you win the tickets.
Yeah, David.
Right on, guys.
You're going to go to the LA World Cup Fan Zone at West Harbor in San Pedro for the semifinal game on the 14th.
Nice.
Well done, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
It is the world famous K-Rock. What is going on? It's Megan Holiday. Well, we got Warped Tour in Long Beach coming up on the 25th and 26th. So it is your chance to see the Paradox at Warped Tour and also get on the standby boarding list to see them again at Warped Tour in Orlando. So your shot to win is coming up at 6 o'clock right here on KROQ.